The Indian landscape is probably one of the most diverse, with tropical rainforests, alpine and highland terrain, sand dune deserts, plateaus, deltas, and salt desert that is better known as the Moonland. To choose amongst all of these magnificent sites is one hell of a dilemma, unless you have the time and money to make it to all the places. Assuming you are short on one or both of the above, this blog lets you in on three tips that will definitely make it easier for you to decide where your next domestic holiday package vacation will be. Let us take a look. 1. Time is of the essence. Depending on where you stay and how much time you have on your hand, you need to decide what kind of distance you are looking to cover. Of course, if you take a flight, you could reach anywhere within a day. But if you are in a hurry, then you want to be able to travel a lot and see everything that needs to be covered in a far-off place. With less time on your hand, it is just a better idea to keep it close where you will not spend a long time traveling and can enjoy a peaceful vacation. However, when you do have a long time off, then always take care of places with lots of sights to visit and a decent bit of diversity. A good example would be Bengal. From hills and national parks in the north to flourishing metropolis and somber sea beaches in the south, there is definitely a lot to cover, and nothing short of a good 15 days will let you see all of it. 2. Budget comes second. If only trips weren't about money, the world would be a utopia, but sadly, they are and you cannot help it. Depending on the kind of money you have saved up in the bank, you have to decide your destination. Of course, if you are traveling solo or in a bachelor or spinster group, you can cut down on expenses and focus on the journey. For couples, a good way to make more sense of their budget is to travel with travel agencies and have a fixed number on their head rather than think about so many other things. So, before hitting the road, make a good estimate of how much you are stashing in your pocket. 3. Mood is last, but definitely not the least. If you want to have a good time anywhere or enjoy a hell lot, you must listen to what your heart says too. If you are feeling like escaping to sandy beaches but want to try mountains for the coming holidays, maybe it isn't the right time. Or, you can make a more educated compromise and use India's diversity to your advantage. Visit the Eastern or Western Ghats to get the essence of both. After all of these considerations, picking a place isn't going to be that hard at all. Just brace yourself and give it a shot. Travel with agents of repute and lock memories that will be worth cherishing later on.